We have four RU cases this morning. First of these is WhatsApp, Inc. v. TriPlay, Inc. Ms. Keith, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Your Honors. If it pleases the Court, this appeal presents a very narrow issue. Did the patent board below err in finding no motivation to combine a reference regarding adapting?
I have a number of questions for you.
Please.
You state on page 2 of the blue brief that in terms of providing a realistic experience, everyone knows that videos beat photos hands down. You don't sign anything, you just say that. You ever looked at a photo by Joseph Karsh or Dorothea Lange?
Yes, Your Honor, I have.
Okay. What's your record source for that statement?
The record source for that particular statement,
yes.
Your Honor, that statement is argument, which is supported by the record source with Mr. Klausner's evidence. Mr. Klausner is the expert down below, and Mr. Klausner, in the record, established that one of ordinary skill in the art would recognize that a video can provide a more can provide a more powerful message than text.
Then all the statements you have in that brief are unsupported. You say on page 20 of the blue brief, the board, that is IPR, found the challenge claims patentable based on the startling assertion that a person of ordinary skill would not have known that video is a more compelling and engaging medium than text or still photos. Startling to whom?
Again,
your expert?
Again, Your Honor, it was our expert. It's also undisputed.
Where did your expert say it was startling?
He did not use the word startling, Your Honor.
You state on page 22. It does not take a person of ordinary skill in the art to understand this motivation. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, then a video is worth at least 1,000,000. And you cite a couple of cases. Those two cases discuss video in the context of police officers or executing arrest.
That's correct, Your Honor.
They're non-binding cases. Why should we extend them to our common sense analysis here? A picture is worth 1,000 words, you say. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The last line of A Farewell to Arms, it was still raining. The last line of Tale of Two Cities, it is a far, far better thing I do. Now you tell me that that's worth more than a video.
Your Honor, there is a reason, though, to combine video and art. I understand Your Honor's perspective, and yes, there may be times when a picture itself may be more moving. A wedding photo may be more compelling in an individual instance than a video. However, not only does the record indicate that Mr. Klausner, one of ordinary skill in the art, a skill in the art that was agreed to be one of computer with a degree in computer science or electrical engineering with experience in messaging technology and video layout. And so this is someone who understands how video works with messaging. That's the skill that we're looking at here.
Can I just ask?
Please.
Tell me if this is wrong or right. You don't need the proposition that video is for everybody always more powerful.
No, Your Honor.
All you need is the proposition that for many people and for many purposes, video is enough more powerful that somebody of skill in the art would want to add that to the repertoire.
That's absolutely correct, Your Honor. And in fact, that is something that Dr. Sarati, the expert for the opposing party, actually admitted during his deposition. During his deposition, he admitted that MMS, which is multimedia messaging, was more powerful than text because of its ability to include multimedia. The other thing that we did show,
at least as I understand it, I mean, part of the problem, I think, is that it feels like an overstatement to say it is more powerful. We're talking about a motivation to add video to other kinds of messages because there would obviously be a market for that.
That's correct, Your Honor. And in fact, the record also includes those motivations, which were attached to Mr. Klausner's reply declaration.
Some of the advertising by the industry saying that people want video.
That's exactly correct, Your Honor. At appendix site 975, the quote actually is, taking photos with mobile phones is so last year. The excitement is video. And in exhibit appendix site 982, the quote is, consumers today want more news on the fly, two-way communications, full-text stories, picture displays, and increasingly, video. So the industry...
You say on page one of the gray brief, TriPlay all but concedes that this straightforward motivation to combine would have required nothing more than an exercise of common sense. Where exactly in the record do they all but concede it?
I think, Your Honor, they're conceding it by not contesting it. There's nowhere in their brief where they contest that the industry was moving toward video. Nowhere in their brief do they contest that video can be more powerful than a still image. And so by not contesting those fundamental facts which give us a motivation to combine, they are, in essence, conceding it. And instead switching to a secondary argument which was not in the final written decision by the board, trying to argue something akin to a teaching away because of one of the paragraphs in the Cologne reference.
Are you're walking away based on my brethren's questioning. You're walking away from all the absolutes you argued, aren't you?
Your Honor, I think the absolute...
You used the word can be, words can be in your argument.
I did, Your Honor.
Just now.
I was Your Honor, in terms of am I walking away from absolutes, I personally still believe that they're true, and I believe that what our expert said in his declaration, which in and of itself is evidence, since he is one of ordinary skill in the art, indicating that video is more powerful for conveying a message, a more powerful message. But I understand both your and Judge Toronto's question, and therefore, at a minimum, it can be, and that in and of itself is a motivation, provides the motivation to combine.
Well, there's no finding by the board anyway that it's not a powerful message.
That's absolutely correct, Your Honor. And that's one of the reasons that the board's decision is so confusing to me and confounding. They simply say that the sentence uttered by Mr. Klausner in his declaration is not enough. And they focus on the words, it is self-evident. They ignore the fact that the very next portion of Mr. Klausner's statement says that the reason that it is self-evident is because it can, or in his sense did, provide a more powerful message. In the case law that this court has held in regards to the In Re Nuvasiv case and the cases that are cited therein, this court has held that the definition doesn't have to be long. Brevity is not necessarily a problem for listing what the motivation to combine would be based on. In fact, in the Nike case, it was simply to minimize waste. And in the Allied case, it was to have a greater range of motion. Something as simple as that could be and provide the motivation to combine. As here, the why is because you want a more powerful message. That's exactly what Mr. Klausner said. That was enough. But the reply declaration, which the board said it considered the entire record, but never once cited to the reply declaration, which cites to the articles from the time period contemporaneously, indicating that the market was moving to putting video into messages, putting video onto phones, not just still images. That alone is substantial evidence
because
of a motivation.
Because of consumer demand.
I'm sorry?
Because of consumer demand.
That's correct, Judge Dyke. It is because of consumer demand, but we know from the case law that the technology can motivate, a move in technology can itself motivate a motivation to combine. And that if that is referenced, that can support a motivation to combine, as I believe it did here. One of the cases I think that's most illustrative to that is the Dystar versus C.H. Patrick case that says that the technology alone may dictate a change, and common knowledge of the technology and the change in technology of one of ordinary skill must be considered as part of that motivation.
Can you remind me, what is Mr. or Dr. Klausner's expertise? What's his field?
So Mr. Klausner is, in his declaration, Mr. Klausner goes on at length about...
I'm not sure I have the qualifications part of the declaration in the joint appendix.
Okay, Mr. Klausner was a computer scientist who worked with systems, messaging systems, both messaging systems for conveying video as well as text. He actually built those systems and has been testifying in this area for a long time.
What in that expertise would qualify him to testify about recipient sense of power?
Well, again, one of ordinary skill in the art who understands video layout and how videos work with messaging would understand why you would want to put a video into the message. You don't turn off your common sense. This is like the KSR analysis.
Right. I guess I asked the question because I'm trying to figure out whether your case, whether Klausner's sentence or paragraph adds anything to what your case would be simply by relying on common sense from common knowledge, even if Klausner had not testified.
I think it does add to it, Your Honor, only in the sense that it helps you understand that one who actually does this all day, every day, also agrees that video is more powerful than still, and therefore
sometimes.
He would sometimes, and then he
and
would
that,
be
motivated. That's where you're on dangerous ground when you say common sense.
And I'm not saying common sense in the way that the case law tells us not to use common sense to replace a limitation. Here, all of the limitations, unrefutedly, are in the combination of the prior art. The only place we're looking to common sense and common knowledge, as the Dystar case describes and as KSR describes, is to understand what the motivation would be.
Yeah, I think if you put it differently, instead of saying it would be there, it would be common sense to combine it because it's more powerful, it's much simpler than that. It's common sense to do it because there's a demand for it. People want that feature.
And, Your Honor, that is part of the record below that was not involved, that the boards did not cite whatsoever and seems to have ignored. That actually is in the record. It's cited by Mr. Klausner as evidence, and Your Honors have seen the evidence from the consumers saying this is what consumers want, and this is what people want, and that alone is another part of the motivation to combine. And I see I'm into my time for rebuttal. Unless you have further questions, I'll come back up.
You can save your rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Mr. Nicodema.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. Please support.
This seems like a very odd decision by the board. It seems to be quite rigid and seems to ignore parts of the record as well as ordinary common sense. I mean, video is popular with people, and there's evidence in the record that it's popular with people. Why isn't that enough?
Well, Your Honor, I respectfully disagree that it's an odd decision. The test is, was there reason to...
Would you disagree that with this statement? Cat video in the United States in 2018, cat videos are more popular than Emily Dickinson.
It depends on who you ask the question to, Your Honor.
I'm asking you.
Well, since I haven't read too much of Emily Dickinson, I can't agree with you. But I think, as Your Honor said, there are, and I was thinking about this myself before today, there are many instances where there are, in history and sports, in showing photographs of natural phenomena where a picture is much more expressive.
Well, that may be, but that's not the issue. The question is whether people value video.
Well, whether
and
they...
Isn't it? I mean, it's... This record says that they do, and it's perfectly obvious as a matter of common sense that people do value video.
Well, Your Honor, I think we need to go back to the board's decision, which you premised was odd. I don't think it's odd because they looked at four things. They went through a six-page analysis.
Okay, but I'm asking you, isn't it perfectly obvious that people value video?
People value video in some context, but the question is, in the context of this technology, of this art, and the fact that the Cologne reference already had video, what would motivate...
Well, it did not have video. It had a feature of streaming video, which is different than the kind of video we're talking about here.
Well, it had video streaming. It had a two-part system. It had session-based communications that had video streaming. It had non-session-based communications which did not. So the question
there were,
is...
I mean, there were two things that were different. One, that it was streaming only, not an object that could be attached to a message and therefore received by the recipient. And second, it didn't have the format adaptation feature for video to make sure that the recipient, the recipient's device would get the object in a way that the recipient's device could display from.
Well, for the video streaming, Your Honor, the clone system did have adaptation, and if you would permit me, Mr. Klausner testified to that at his deposition.
Well, there's no finding by the board that there would be no motivation to combine because Cologne, or however it's pronounced, already had the video feature, right?
Well, what the board...
That is correct, isn't it?
I disagree, Your Honor. What the board did at pages 20 and 21 of the decision, that's appendix pages A, 20 and 21, right at the bottom. The petitioner at the bottom of 20. The petitioner came up with this teaching away argument for the first time in their reply. And they said that the video streaming technology disclosed in Cologne would not be applicable to non-session-based communications, instant messaging, if you will. And that's where they say, at the bottom of page 20, petitioner asserts Cologne discourages the use of SIP proxies to transcode video content, and it goes on. They mention paragraph 69, which mentions the use of existing SIP proxies to transcode video content, but the petitioner said it actively discourages their use in the messaging system, which the petitioner says is the instant messaging part. So the board went on to say, if you're going to do that, if you're going to make those arguments about defects in the Cologne system, which has a form of video in it, you have to do more than just say putting a video object from the Bellagio system into the Cologne system would be self-evident and common sense, because the video object is something different from the video streaming. So if Cologne already had a form of video, why would he need or want another form of video?
Because it's a different thing.
It's part of the same system, Your Honor.
Do you disagree that streaming video and a video object are two different things?
They are different. They are different. And when that question was addressed to TriPlay's counsel at the final hearing of the board, he explained why they were different, and that's part of the appendix. But the board also, if you take, you go from the beginning to the end of the board's decision, first they said, you haven't explained why videos can be a more powerful message than still photos. You haven't even explained what more powerful means. Step one, that's what they did. Then they said, even if you assume the premise, even if you assume that videos is more powerful than still photos, why would that evidence the common sense of the person of ordinary skill in the art? They didn't answer that question. They said it's just self-evident. So they presumed that which is self-evident need not be explained, and that's not what the cases say. You still have to have evidence.
They have evidence that consumers like video, right?
The evidence that they cited, it's in Mr. Klausner's reply declaration. He has a string cite of 2005 articles. That goes to the issue. He was responding to Dr. Cerati's statement that there would be technological barriers to combining Bellagio with Cologne. And he cited those for that purpose. And the board addressed that. Did they say here are the 2005 articles specifically? No. But they addressed it at page 21 of their decision, where they said WhatsApp argues that it would be technologically trivial to combine the references. And the board said that's not the question. The question is not could they be combined. The question is would a person of ordinary skill in New York combine them and why? And that's the problem the board had. They never got an answer to that question other than Klausner saying it's self-evident, and if I have to give you any more of an explanation, it ignores common sense. That's why the motivation to combine was not supported by reasoned analysis and evidentiary support, and that's the burden that they had to meet, and they didn't meet it.
Can I ask you this question?
Yes, sir.
take as a premise the following, which you quite vigorously disagree with, but take as a premise that I think that what Klausner and common sense and the evidence of commercial carriers offering video at the time establish that there was a significant consumer demand for video that would accompany messages. Is there a reason to remand, or would we just reverse outright?
If you found that there was a motivation, basically,
left to the case, yeah.
You would still have to remand. And the reason is, Your Honor, pages 8 and 9, footnote 3 of TriPlay's brief. There are other arguments we made about obviousness and motivation to combine in connection with other claim elements that were not addressed by the board. So this is not a situation.
There's work to be done.
There's work to be done. Okay. There's work to be done, Your Honor. And the last point I wanted to make about what the board did is.
Where do we find that reference that you just told us about?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Where is the reference to the other?
TriPlay's brief, pages 8 and 9.
Footnote 3.
Footnote 3 that bridges pages 8 and 9 of TriPlay's brief. Those are the other things that the board did not address. And the one point I wanted to make about Dr. Cerati, that counsel said he admitted the premise that video is more powerful, can be more powerful. I ask Your Honors to look at appendix page 957, which is the testimony in question. He didn't say that. This is what he was asked, and this is what he testified. Starting page 48, line 8. Okay, so if we turn to page 1, paragraph 4, this is a patent application with no column or line numbers. Answer, page 1, paragraph 4. Question. It refers to multimedia message service MMS. Answer, yes. Question. Is that a service that many would associate with text messages using phones? Answer. It is probably a superset of it. Question. Right. So if you have MMS and another one is known as SMS, correct? Answer, correct. And here's the question. MMS is more powerful because you could actually include multimedia content with the message, correct? Answer, I think it is fair to say. Now, SMS is text messaging. MMS is a multimedia service type of messaging. He wasn't saying, oh, videos is better or more expressive or more powerful than photos. That would be the common sense of one skilled in the art. He didn't say that at all. He said what he said. The question was, can it be more powerful because it can include multimedia content, which includes photos? And he said, I think it's fair to say. The last point I'd like to make, Your Honor, is reasoned analysis and evidentiary support has to be more than saying something is self-evident, has to be more than saying is something is mere common sense. And for an expert to come into court and say, if I have to explain anything more to you than just saying it's self-evident, that would defy common sense. That's not what the cases of this court hold. You have to have a reasoned analysis and evidentiary support, and saying something is more powerful without, as the board said, considering the art at issue, the underlying technology, and the references is not sufficient.
Well, and also the question is, what does powerful mean?
That's right. Here's what the board said. The first part of their analysis, Judge. Rather, petitioner Mr. Klausner concludes this is to be true without providing any explanation as to why video is more powerful, or at a minimum, what more powerful means in the context of the field of the technology and art at issue. Petitioner presumes that which is self-evident need not be explained. However, this is not the standard by which obviousness is shown. Indeed, assumptions about common sense cannot substitute for evidence thereof, which they did not have.
Yeah, I'm disturbed that counsel defending the deposition didn't object for ambiguity at that point, because a witness may understand that as technologically powerful, ability to transmit more information on a bit-by-bit basis or anything. I don't know what powerful means in that context.
And that was never provided by Mr.
Right.
Klausner.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Keith, you have 3 minutes.
Ms. Keith, let me take you right back to where we were, which is I'm also disturbed by the question because it's ambiguous. What does powerful mean in that context?
Well, and Your Honor, he could have asked if he didn't understand what powerful meant, but these are ordinarily skilled people. He understood. To him,
he understood what?
He understood that it had...
You were talking about the technology and more bits per second.
He understood that it would be more powerful to the person receiving it.
That's not the question.
Then, Your Honor, I don't know how to tell you what he meant in his mind, but the statement is evidence in the record that both parties considered multimedia to be more powerful. Dr. Cerati said it, so did Mr. Klausner. And we're ignoring the fact, even if we go beyond that, what Mr. Klausner said at paragraph 14 of the reply declaration, I just wanted to reiterate that, which is appendix 920. This is the paragraph where he attaches all of the consumer articles that show the demand for video. And specifically says, by August of 2005, sending video messages using mobile devices and networks was commonplace. He's showing that this is also a motivation. This is something that is commonplace in the industry that needs to happen, and then he provided evidence of that, which also provides a motivation to combine a reference adapting a still image to looking to a reference that adapts a video image. It's that simple step. And when the evidence is ignored by the board, the evidence from appendix 920, paragraph 14, followed by paragraph 34, where Mr. Klausner reiterates that everything that he said before in that reply declaration establishes that there is more power to a video than to a still image. We have a complete record that was ignored by the board. I don't believe that you have to remand.
What about the fairly long footnote 3, page 8 to 9 of the red brief, itemizing issues relevant to the question that the board did not need to reach?
And those, for example, Your Honor, they weren't addressed during oral argument. There was nothing there. I don't believe there's anything there that would change the argument. These are...
Right, but we don't have any briefing on that, so...
You don't, Your Honor. You're correct about that. I do think...
Were the issues raised below that are in footnote 3?
I would have to go back and check for certain. I don't believe they were in the way that footnote 3 said, but I have no reason to refute that they're putting that on the record here. I'd have to go back and check, Your Honor. I simply don't know. But I do believe, Your Honor, that you could simply reverse, because the only finding that the board made is that the only thing missing, no one disputed that all of the elements are present in the combination. The only thing disputed was the motivation to combine, and the evidence overwhelmingly shows that there was, in fact, a motivation to combine still with video. And that's what happened with Colombe, with Balordra. And again, the consumer interest alone is enough.
And just to double check, in your gray brief, is there anything that responds to footnote 3 in the red brief?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Keith. Thank both counsel. The case is submitted.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Okay.